Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Many, many people, when I mentioned to them that I have the incredible privilege of working from my domicile, will express envy. We'll say, hey, how neat is that? Especially from the D.C. area, where the commutes can be very long. And they will talk about how wonderful that is. And I could not agree more with them. I have to say that it is an absolute blessing. However, down here in the great state of Florida, we are space challenged. You know, there are people like Oscar that live in much less space than I do, but we have a workplace that I work in.
You have a toddler, then, that makes all the difference.
And we have the toddler's room, and then we have our room. That's it. That's what we got. And then we've got a centralized little space that I like to use in the morning for, I call it the multi-purpose room.
Sure.
And
your rumpus room.
Yeah, and the little guy, probably 10 after 6. Dad with a night of NyQuil, probably turned in at 7:35, 7:40 last night with NyQuil. Probably got to sleep by 8:15 and went till 10 o'clock till Mrs. O'Mara, who was out with her neighbor girlfriend, came in.
Dear.
And Frankie, who barks because his Chihuahua brain is so goddamn small that he doesn't recognize family members. And I swear to God,
He's protecting you, Mike.
We found out there's so much information I have. You know, sometimes I get into the studio and I talk to you guys before the show, and then in that little moment where you're playing stuff before the show starts, my brain just kicks into show mode, and all of a sudden, oh my God, I forgot to talk about this. The little guy had his allergist appointment yesterday.
Oh, that's a tough one for kids.
It was determined that there are many allergies he doesn't have, but then there's one that he does have that's a big one, which is dogs.
What?
But then immediately Carla said, but it's not so severe that we would have to get rid of the dogs. And I'm like, damn it.
Well, you know what? That sounds selfish on her part.
Well, no, I think she asked specifically and they went. But that's not what I'm talking about.
All right.
I'm talking about this morning. So 10 after 6. And it's the last day of school, and the little guy's running around, and he's needy, and mom's getting ready because she's got to go to her spin class and has to shower before her spin class, which, to be honest with you, I'm a little suspicious of. Yes, that's right, Pony.
Yeah.
I gave the same with that, but you know what?
Need time to fix my hair.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, I tell you what, if that was happening, Pony, I'd shake her hand. But anyway, so the thing about it, that's where I am in life right now. Knock yourself out. Just make sure dinner's on the table. That's where I'm coming from right now. So the fact is
sort of a turning of a page there.
Well, no, it just, you know, I'm gonna be 57 in June. Come on,
I understand.
So, anyway, so I am trying. There are days that I am trying to. The best example I can give is the Today Show, which I switched back to after saying I would abandon them again.
Right.
I now watch, and they've been okay. They're all okay, but
that's
it's the one
are.
I watch, and it's habit, and no one's better than the other, so I'm with the one that's on habit. And I tried to watch the piece on Morley Safer that that the Today Show did four separate times today. Four separate times with Danny.
I know what it's
and
like.
The dogs need to be walked, and the whole thing. And it just, and I'm in my home trying to do work. And the fact that I do work, that I do this job, which, and by the way, all of you that are out there, the naysayers, they say, oh, I wish I could work from home. I wish I could have a house in Maine and a house in Florida, and I could do, you know, just lick it. I'm doing the work that I do. This is what the chips fell this
May
way.
May I ask a question?
What?
When you were prepping the show this morning, did show prep involve DayQuil?
No. No,
really?
I have not had
so
an indication.
This is just pure emotion that you're
this
going on.
This is the adrenaline for the show, but I'm trying to get it done, and there's so much goddamn activity between stupid dogs and my kid who it was beautiful this morning. Here's the problem. I had a good 45 minutes of mellow kind of bliss with him,
right?
And then it turned. because he's just like Daddy. He got happy. And then he's like, nyeh, 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 nyeh. And I'm just like, forget this. So I don't get anything done.
Right.
And, you know, and by the way, we used to work with a guy that would talk about, I never get anything done. He had a cat and an elderly wife. That's what he had, okay? That's what he dealt with, okay? You want to talk about not getting something done? Have two dogs, and a wife getting ready for spin class and water day where they're going swimming or something at the school. No, it's not like that. These are, this is preschool. I don't want any water day. There will not be any hack, shtick, jokes during this segment. I'm venting. Please bear with me. So all this is going on, and suddenly he's, Daddy, will you let me ride on your shoulders when you go to the car? And I take him to the car and load him in the car on my shoulders. It's what he likes. And I look, and I get, and it's 8:35, and there's nothing. Nothing has been accomplished. Nothing has been accomplished. And by the way, show prep sometimes is like la-da-da-da-da-da, zip. And sometimes show prep is like this because, you know, to be honest with you, it's just one of those days. So it happens. And the fact is,
I feel you, brother. I understand. I know.
Yeah,
what it's
well,
like.
I mean, it's yeah, I know. But I mean, it's just like, you know, I wouldn't have to struggle doing some show prep if you would do something terrible sometime. If you would possibly, Rob Spiewak, do something interesting in your life instead of being the good father that goes to every school event and has nothing controversial and never will. Will in his life, then I wouldn't have to worry about show prep.
How dare
I
you
come in here?
How
I
dare
come
you
in
when
every
Carrie,
day and talk about
Carrie
your,
had her whole jury experience?
There's one of the
yesterday.
Mothers at the there's one of the mothers at the fruit stand that did.
No, I want something sizzling. I want you. You know what I want from you?
What's
you
that?
Know what I want from you, Spiewak?
Well, what's that?
I want a scandal.
A scandal.
I want a horrible scandal. I want you to. You remember the old days when you were getting DUIs? In those days, that's what.
Why,
I want.
Why would
I
you pluralize that?
I mean, sorry, DUI singular.
Thank you.
I want a scandal.
A scandal, indeed.
Probably a sensitive subject. So anyway, but no, just anyway. Well, so the long
I do
and
have,
short
I
of it,
do have a wonderful incident with Carrie yesterday and the
it's
jury
not
duty.
Gonna be, it's not going to be controversial, though. It's not. She went to jury duty. If she but was, if she had a terrible like heroin addiction and she was picked up by the police, and that's why
were,
she didn't make it to jury duty.
You promised not to talk about that.
If you know what I'm saying. If
I know.
You did that, you know.
I know.
You have retreated into a safety cocoon unlike any other, and I envy
you. Are
you.
So worked
I envy,
up.
I envy you. You have been married to one woman your whole life. You have never had a blink of controversy in the mirror. You had a little, and even the problems in your life are the kind of problems that you would see on a Hallmark special. They're not Rob Spiewak. Rob Spiewak was lying. No, your kid, and I was with you with that. We all
right.
did that together. Survived pediatric leukemia. That is a Hallmark moment. Not that I would want anything horrible. But I'm looking for
maybe
dirt
we'll get maybe we'll get another great you. Moment like that somewhere down the road, Mike.
I'm looking.
Fingers crossed.
Dirt from you, the great Leesburg scandal. You know, the great Leesburg. Like they discover a treasure trove of Nazi memorabilia that's in your basement.
That
you know, that's
really
what I'm looking for.
Two pieces of a blimp and a hat. Is that really a treasure trove?
I'm talking about if they ever really. I'm talking about stuff we don't know yet, but that's neither here nor there. I digress. The fact is, I didn't get a chance to get all my stuff done. And to be honest with you, that happens to me once every 2 months,
right.
Really bad. Happens 2 to 3 times every month on a minor level where I go into the office where Carl is around and I shut the door and I can handle it. But it was just one of those days today. So I came in kind of like ready for bear today.
Yeah.
And it was insanity. It was insanity.
It's insane. You seem a little worked up.
No, it's just I do that. And then I log in. And I tell you guys, I got some work to finish up here.
Right.
And then when I log back in, it's just a cacophony of just chuckles and laughter. And I realize this is the ABCs of me. You got to
right.
know this.
Okay? I know.
I realize how happy and blissful everybody is. And that pisses me off.
Well,
but anyway, that's because,
you know what?
Here I am. Here's Big Daddy lifting up the whole world, you know, busting his balls to get this show on the air. And everybody's going, yeah.
The rich
one-liner,
tapestry.
One liner. Let's talk about maps, like la la la, la 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 la, and I'm over here with my balls sweating. Well, and so it just gets
the rich tapestry is that when you have a bad morning, it's more annoying when someone else has a fairly easy morning. It's
yeah,
not to
I
say
like,
we don't all have, you know, we occasionally have bad mornings. All of us
well, the,
do.
The worst part of your days will probably be when you roll in a little bit late.
Yes.
And you know how happy that makes us.
Yes.
You know, when you, and I don't say me, it makes us. It makes all of us. When you come in and you're late, it makes Pony happy, it makes Oscar happy, and it makes me happy. Your cheeks are flushed. You got a real edge on you.
It's learned
behavior. You don't
take
any crap from anybody. Mm-hmm.
It's
a lot of
learned
fun.
Behavior from my own family. There is nothing that my family, and when I say my family, I mean my wife and my daughter and my son, there's nothing they like better than when dad screws up. That's the greatest. Carrie
loves
it.
It's not screwing up. It's just something you hate it so much that you know, you're not really a you're not chronically late like Oscar is,
right.
And you know, and so it's really the, I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm kind of rambling uncontrollably. Right.
Do you
here,
want to start the show and we can reset and we can start fresh?
Yeah. Have you booked the guy that hates living in Northern Virginia?
Yeah, we can talk to him after the break, I'm sure.
No, I'm happy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Come on, I want to show you the grounds. Beautiful, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Place used to be a golf course. Never cared for the game myself. But I love grass. It costs a fortune to keep like this, with the mowing and the trimming. These are my in-laws. Hello? They can't hear nothing.
Uh-huh.
Enough socializing. Jimmy, I'm thinking of giving you another managing job. You kind of let me down on that San Antonio job.
I freely admit, sir, I had no right to sell off the team's equipment like that. That won't happen again.
Let me be blunt. Are you still a fall-down drunk?
No, sir, I've quit drinking.
You've seen the error of your ways.
No, I just can't afford it.
Your drinking is funny. You're a young man, Jimmy. You still could be playing. If you just would have laid off the booze.
That's not exactly like that. I hurt my knee.
You fell out of a hotel. That's how you hurt it.
There was a fire.
Which you started, which I had to pay for.
Well, now, I was going to send you a thank you card, Mr. Harvey, but I wasn't allowed anything sharp to write with.
Look, Jimmy, I want you to manage one of the new girls' baseball teams. You step out of the dugout before every game. You wave your little hat in the air. You give the people a thrill.
Why don't we just get an organ grinder? I can hop around and do a little dance.
If your knees are up to it, go ahead.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That's a little clip from A League of Their Own. And sometimes when you hear audio clips of films, you appreciate the writing more.
Yes.
That scene with Gary Marshall and Tom Hanks, absolutely brilliantly written. And I never even processed that. You don't get the credit, Marshall!
Gary Marshall!
I would have sent you a thank you note if they gave me something sharp to write with. That's funny.
Good stuff.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime. We may answer you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our show today brought to you by our good friends at Vistaprint.
Yes.
We love Vistaprint people. I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. It's the best deal in the business, bar none. Right now, 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. That's a pretty good deal, Rob.
Love it. And I got two local cards here, two DC folks here. Anthony Stangert is a carpenter in Glover Park, not quite carpentry. He used his own artwork. It's beautiful. The graphics on this card, two-sided.
And Anthony, then also, if you'd like to fly down to South Florida, I have some projects for you.
building?
Some building that I could get you to do. Absolutely.
And also at the Raven Bar and Grill, which is right on Mount Pleasant Street here in DC, Gretchen L. Georgiadis. Wow, it's a tough name. Georgiadis, I think? It's all Greek to me, but that is actually, they use the graphic from the bar.
They took advantage of 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS. Send us your business card. You can send your card to us right here at the show. That's Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. We may get it on the air, and that gets you a free commercial. What do you think of that?
Yes, what about that?
Basically, on Vistaprint's dime, you're getting a commercial. Isn't that great? Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. You'll get 500 100 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings, and they're fantastic. They do a great job. They can do it all for you, or you can use your own design. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Welcome to the show. I will turn it over to Mr. Spiewak now, because he made us aware of all of this in the audio vault, a video from a gentleman in Annandale, Virginia, that's going somewhat viral now, right?
Oh, yeah, and this started, I think we first played it on Wednesday. I became aware of it on Tuesday, right, and it's starting to break national. Here is just a reminder of some of his work. I'll play you two brief clips of what he's done. He's got his own YouTube channel. Mostly he focuses...
Did he have it before or after the video was
before
posted?
He does a lot of videos of his mom, and his mom I would describe as easily confused.
What is the lad's name?
His name is Angelo. Angelo. This is the one that's getting the most press. It's called Welcome to Annandale.
Are you an emotionally disfigured person whose life has gone completely off track because of your own lack of judgment? Do you need somewhere to live cheap and fast? Is no price too low? Then welcome to Annandale, Virginia. This miserable ashtray of a town soaked with urine is for you.
So he doesn't have a high opinion of his hometown. And he also did a similar one about his own apartment. And we want to ask him about this because I think it's making things tough with his landlord.
Come home from work. Cross four lanes of traffic. Walk up front steps being held up by a brick and that a subletter trekked dirt on 2 weeks ago. Open the front door with a knob held in place by superglue and say hello to your new home. 4456 Elon Court, Annandale, Virginia, 22003.
So he's not happy with his town or his home. Let's call him. His name is Angelo. And get to the bottom of this. And it's really amazing because the Post picked it up yesterday.
Yes.
And today it's trending nationally.
Well, the good thing about it, this thing becomes a bigger story when the landlord boots him out of the place for dissing.
Hello?
Hi, Angelo.
Mike O'Mara, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Mike. How you doing?
It's good. It's great to have you on the show. Rob played one of your videos yesterday, the audio from one of your videos that we were listening to. I suggested we book you on the show and get you on because this particular video, you've done plenty of them on your, is it your YouTube channel? Do you want to plug that here, your YouTube channel, Flying Over Trout? Is that what it is?
Sure. Right, yeah, Flying Over Trout, and Trout spelled with a zero. That's my channel.
Okay.
That'll make it easy to find.
It's really an interesting channel. You do a lot of stuff with your mom, but the thing that got you noticed is just the other day you posted the video. Rob, give a little more of that, and then we'll talk to Angelo about it. Give a little more of the video, the audio from the video of where he's initially talking about Annandale, Virginia. Now, is it edited? Did we get all this?
Well, it is edited. It's clean. I wanted to ask you, when did you actually post the Annandale video, Angelo?
I originally posted that back in, I think, September of 2014, but it was in 2014.
Why do you suppose
Isn't it weird
the
way
got
the internet
picked
works
up?
Like
yeah.
That?
What caused the sudden spur of interest?
Exactly. Well, first I posted it somewhere on Reddit, and then other people posted it across Reddit, and it just blew up across there. And that's what did it, the Reddit audience.
People should know around the country that Annandale is a suburb of D.C., maybe 15 miles outside of the district, but it is inside the Beltway, so, I mean, it's close into the city.
It's close into the city, but I think that, you know, we have, I know a lot about Annandale. I know a lot about Northern Virginia. I lived in Northern Virginia. We're gonna have a wonderful PR session for Northern Virginia right now after after you hear a little bit from Angelo's video.
Let's hear more from the Annandale video. Yeah, here we go.
By syphilis, you too can come home to horrible traffic patterns, drivers who repeatedly crash into telephone poles, knocking out your power, regular near fatalities as a pedestrian, and the cozy, numbing sight of people who have given up on their lives all around you. Come live where the police won't try to find the person who emptied your checking account from an ATM down the street, but will ticket you for an inspired safety inspection sticker. There's nothing routine about Annandale, Virginia. Every day you may have to run across four lanes of traffic just to get to your car, and there's multiple thefts every week within a three-block radius of Columbia Pike and Backlick Road. Annandale, Virginia. When you see people walking around here who look like they haven't totally given up on their lives, you want to walk up to them and tell them you shouldn't be here. Get f***ed, you miserable assholes. In Annandale, Virginia. Virginia.
Beautifully written.
All right, so Angela, a little background on me. I had the pleasure of escaping Northern Virginia a couple of years ago, and listen, I love the listeners in the D.C. area. They're still the cornerstone of the Mike O'Mara Show, but the suburbs of Northern Virginia, and Annandale is included in that,
sure,
can be a little problematic. It is, I have found the area to be. What motivated you? How long did it take? When did you start realizing that Annandale was this nasty place to be? When did it really hit you?
And was there a straw that broke the camel's back when you said, oh my God, this video has to be made?
Well, first of all, congratulations. You're free if you're not here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I moved here really quickly in, like it was a quick move after moving somewhere else in New Year's 2014. And
you're a newbie. It took no time at all for you to accept. Okay, so 2014, right.
Oh, yeah, the descent was quick and rapid. It was like a log flume, just bam, one shot. And basically, I just looked around. I've lived in Northern Virginia all my life, and for Arlington and Fairfax, I never knew about Annandale. I never knew it existed. When I came here, I thought, oh, geez, it's got character. It's interesting. There's not a lot of walkable sidewalks, and I started noticing more and more. After a while, I was like, oh, God, I got to get out of here. But I was so frustrated, and I just wanted to turn that frustration into something funny. I thought that gives me a better outlet than just being angry.
You know, it's when I named Manassas, Virginia, the Zit, we're kindred spirits, because I took my frustration with the entertainment mecca that is Manassas, Virginia, and I turned that into comedy as well. But it doesn't take away the raw hatred that I have.
No,
and
I'm
part
of the
club,
too.
Rob, you lived in Northern Virginia all your life.
Yeah, I dubbed in high school, I dubbed Vienna the brownest town in the world, because everything was the same color.
But you never ever dissed the places you lived. You lived in McLean, and you always had nice things to say.
But I
that.
Hate
and now
Vienna.
You now you live in Leesburg, and there are hundreds of people that could say horrible things about Leesburg, but you don't say anything bad about
but
Leesburg.
Both
either.
Are better than Vienna, because Vienna here's the problem with Vienna.
See, I think, hold on, before you go on with that,
yeah.
I think you are lulled into this regional rivalry that makes individuals that still live in, and see, you and Angelo said you lived in other parts of Northern Virginia. I would give it more of a blanket statement.
Sure.
That outside of the one percenters that live in the wonderful mansions with the gates, and they can protect themselves from all of us minions, that you know, by and large, it's dog eat dog out there. People are crawling all over each other to get the granite countertop. That's what they're doing out there in Northern Virginia. But go ahead, Rob. I didn't mean to interrupt.
See, the thing about Vienna that separates it, and I think it might even be in a different category than Annandale, Angelo, is that people of Vienna love that they live in Vienna. And it's like people that shop at Wegmans. They love that they shop at Wegmans. And I want to grab a Viennite and shake them and say, do you know there are towns that you can make left turns in? You can do it. It can be done. You can have a building that's made of bricks that are red or white or anything. You don't have to have brown siding.
Angelo, I have a question for you. How young a man are you, Angelo?
How young am I? I'm 31.
You're 31. Okay, so you're a little younger than I am, and this is probably going to be out of your wheelhouse, but I'm going to give it to you because I've been on the radio. I'm going to be 57. I've been on the radio for a long time, and I would say here's where Annandale starts to go wrong right from the get-go. You have the major artery through the town you live in, Annandale, Virginia, that has the same name as one of the worst adult contemporary bands in the history of music. I'm talking about Little River Turnpike.
Oh, yes.
The Little River Band. I can't tell you the number of times I reminiscing.
We had like flowers in the park.
Oh, yes, the Little River. But it is, Annandale is tough. It's very, very difficult. How have you gotten any negative blowback on your video? Because if it's gone viral, you know people are going to start hating on you a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, first of all, this is beautiful, this rap session. I'm learning so much about
you
and everything about Northern Virginia.
Oh, I could go on for hours, Angela.
And I'm a lifer, so if you have any questions, call me anytime.
Right.
Well, first of all, I might take you up on that. And actually, the flip side of this video is I do real estate videos for my freelance video work.
Oh, your competition could torpedo you, pal. This is a lovely ending. 10-unit townhome that I think you're really going to enjoy. And then the meanwhile, you know, the other guy over at the other, have you seen the video? What he really thinks about this town? There you go.
Hey, your agent's a dick.
That's hysterical.
By far, the comments were overwhelmingly positive and just loving and nice. And people were saying around the world, you could do a video about my city and mine, and like I could be the Johnny Appleseed of crappy city tourism.
You know, here's the interesting thing about Annandale, where my sister lived years and years and years ago, right when she had my niece, her first child, a little baby. I don't know what the circumstances were, but Kathy and myself and my niece Jessica in my sister's arms were coming into her townhouse very close by Little River Turnpike in Annandale, Virginia.
Yes.
And we walked in. Kathy was first, and she walked in, and she immediately turned around and said, I think we've been broken into. At that point,
oh my God, no, on the way home from the hospital?
No, not home from the hospital. It was just one of these circumstances. We maybe had traveled together from Connecticut. I'm not sure how it happened. But I said, all right, step out of the house. Let me go through. I remember going through her townhouse, everything turned upside down, the bedroom ransacked and everything up there, and then making sure that nobody was in the house, and we called the cops. And this was,
wow.
This was Annandale, Virginia. And it's so nice, Angelo, to hear that things have gotten so much better.
Lovely, yeah. And you know what the beauty of it is? If someone breaks in here, I have no idea how I'd tell the difference. What would I say that's different? Everything's effed up, knocked over, sideways, stuff's broken, appliances don't work. Could I even tell? It might be a month before I realize, hey, was that always there? Like, was the oil a hole in that wall? Jeez, I can't even remember.
Now, Angela, that's the kind of content that got you. Did you really get evicted from your townhouse based on your video?
Yeah, because you asked on a video you need a couch to crash on.
Right. Well, okay. For those who don't know, there was a second video about Annandale. This one about my own house. Which...
Yeah, that was more of a passion piece, it seemed. It got very personal.
It was very cathartic. That's right. And, I after a while, I thought I was going to wait until I was about ready to go out of here, but I was so frustrated. I was like, screw it. This is my impetus to leave. I got to get all this out of me because I'm so miserable. Nothing changes here. I keep repeatedly requesting repairs, and it gets ignored by the landlord. I get the feeling I'm a nuisance. So what happened was I don't believe she ever actually evicted me, because to do that, she would have to go through a 30-day process.
Right, right.
Understanding, and she wants me out of here a lot faster than that. So I think for her, since my lease is done, it was done up a long time ago, so I'm month to month technically, I think she just wants to kind of, my opinion is she wants to harass me into walking out of here, which happily, by the way, if she's listening, happily, end of the month, I paid my rent for this month, and now I've heard a rumor from one of my roommates, she wants to come over tomorrow with her lawyer and get me out of here.
Wow.
Let me see if I can ask this question in a politically correct way. Angelo, your landlord, I don't need any specifics, of course, but I'm going to ask the question this way. Do you believe that your landlord was born in Annandale, or do you think there's an outside shot she may have been born in some other locality?
Oh, geez. Well, that's interesting, because I get this sense of, how do I call it, an air, a certain air, a mystery, like, about her that screams, maybe from just out of Annandale and not, well, you know what, this is, you stumbled.
I'll play the music, don't worry, I'll play the music for you. I don't know if that makes any sense.
You're painting, Mike. You're painting.
It could be, it could be from another region too.
She's just out of town. She's from out of town.
Or, really, and now we might actually have the real accurate one. There are a lot of options.
Or, Mike, a mix of all three. Who knows?
A mix of all three. So, when do you are you out of there already, or are you leaving soon?
No, I'm speaking from my room now, so it's been a little tense. She sent me a lot of angry messages, by the way, saying what kind of person I am. I'm a coward, and on and on. And she wanted to come over, by the way, Tuesday night. She was calling me so much. I didn't want to talk because I thought, I don't have much to say, and I'm sure she doesn't have nice things to say. She said, if you don't pick up the phone, I'm coming over with my husband. It was around 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
I'm going to confront you. I said, well, I don't want to talk. giving my, I said 2 months notice, but I realize now I'm out of my lease. I can leave the end of this month. This is my understanding. And she didn't end up coming over, but I get the, she said, good, leave as soon as possible. Like,
oh, I actually left out one piece of music.
Oh, you have another.
I apologize. Sorry about that. Okay, I'm sorry. That's so, look, I am not indicating in any way that I think that his landlord was perhaps from another land.
No.
I am not doing
far
that.
Far from
that's,
it.
That's not
and
what
Mike,
I'm doing.
We all come from other places.
Mm-hmm.
Right, all right, so...
Yeah, right.
Angelo, really hysterical stuff. If people want to follow you, go ahead. This is your opportunity to plug away. We saw the video. We all laughed at it. It was hysterical. People from Northern Virginia, any D.C. suburb can relate.
I think any suburbanite can relate.
Any suburbanite can relate to that. But go ahead, plug away, and we'll let you do that before we let you go.
Right. So if you want to follow me online, especially any lawyers out there who want to advise me with my rights, please get in contact with me or follow me online. My YouTube channel, again, Flying Over Trout, all one word, and the Trout's with a zero. Or an easy way to remember it is just look up, and I'm not going to say the full title because there's a curse word in it, Welcome to Annandale, Virginia. Or actually, you probably just put in Annandale, and it all comes up in YouTube.
And it's also, your links are on our Facebook page, so you can find it through the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page.
Angelo, I wish you the very best of luck in your travels. Thank you for making yourself available to us. I hope you keep listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and good luck in everything you do. Keep in touch if you post any more of those videos and you want to talk about it, all right?
I will. You guys are a blast. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Angelo.
Take care.
Angelo, everybody. We will take a short break when we come back. Speaking of Northern Virginia, we've got one of Northern Virginia's finest in our... no, not a police officer.
Oh.
He's one of our interns, Rofo. A guy that's made himself scarce after some major relationship controversy.
And guess where he lives?
He lives in Annandale. That's not a lie! I swear to God. We'll talk to Rofo after this.
On the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
At 7:45, I'm about to jump in the world's smallest shower because it was built in 1840, and I hear, wah, wah, wah. I peek my head around to Shannon. I said, is that coming from the street? She said, that's coming from behind our heads.
Through the wall?
Like
through
a baby?
The wall.
Like a baby screaming?
You can hear a baby like they're in the room with us, Mike. We have made a grave mistake.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. What are you going to do?
Well, I got to eat it. I got to eat it.
You're going to eat the baby?
Yeah. Get in my belly.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
How do we describe that bonus show this week, Rob Spiewak? Really hard to put a finger on it. We were all over the place.
Many topics. You know what, Mike? I will say this. The many moods of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, we were crazy. Mm-hmm. I was all
it was a good one.
Up and it
really
was,
good one. Yeah.
Good history.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. How would you like to be the envy of your group? You know you'd love it. Well, you know what? Who cares about making your friends jealous? How about just getting amazing stuff that's a conversation piece and something you will enjoy for a long time? It's touchofmodern.com. They have the latest tech gadgets, fashions, and decor for your lifestyle, and they've got the best prices anywhere. It's touchofmodern.com. Go there right now. I do it all the time. I do it weekly, and it's absolutely a wonderful website, always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected. It grabs your attention. And all at the best prices online, anywhere guaranteed. They scour the globe for unique design-focused products to elevate your style. They've got tech gadgets. They've got iPhone cases and accessories. They've got vintage watches and brand new watches.
Yeah.
I'm wearing one right now. My Trazer watch that I got at touchofmodern.com. The reason I got this is because I love, and a lot of people are like me, I love to check my watch in the middle of the night, and it's got one of the most effective illuminated displays that you can see at night of
so
any
cool.
watch. Out there. They always have stuff like this at Touch of Modern. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to a deal like I got when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Father's Day will be here soon. Get Dad something to brag about besides you, of course. do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how they roll at touchofmodern.com. Well, welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. We are joined in studio by intern for the Mike O'Mara Show, and now no longer an intern for us because he never comes by anymore, but all-around good guy and producer of the Tony Perkins Show.
Executive producer.
Sure. The guy that runs the board for the Tony Perkins Show.
That's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen, he's Rob Ford, Rofo. Hi, Rofo.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
It's
how
great
you been?
To be back. It's been so long.
Well, there is a, look.
That
I don't
was
even,
sincere.
I don't even notice. I really don't even notice. I just then I think it was Oscar earlier in the week that said something along the lines of you have been staying away, and then we got into a discussion as to why you might be staying away from the Mike O'Mara Show. That because now when last we checked in with you, you were back together with your lady, and you said some rather controversial things about that relationship.
Yes,
and. I think, was it Oscar that theorized that maybe because of all that, he was not being allowed to drop by the Mike O'Mara Show?
Timelines were drawn, theories were drawn up, and it all seemed to, you know, like a good mystery. It all seemed
no
to
man
line
would
up.
Ever admit to that, by the
no.
way.
No.
No, that is not the case man. At all.
There he is, not admitting to it.
About what was I think it was about a few months ago, I got a hot text from Ponyboy saying, hey, Oscar has asked me to tell you, don't come to the studio anymore.
Well, no, it was,
oh,
hey,
oh,
we
hold
have...
on. Well, no, slow down, slow down. Thanks, see, that's why I like him. That's there aren't many interns that I will book to actually be on the show.
Right. Hey, Mike, this is a two-booking show.
I booked him
the
to
guest
come
program
in.
Is in full-fledged.
It is.
So let's, Pony, we're going to slow down for a second. So you received a text message from Ponyboy.
Yes.
That said, what?
It said, hey, Oscar has asked me for you not to come in anymore on any scheduled days because we have so many interns. I think you had that 6 interns for 5 shows a week at that time.
All right. And, okay. All right. Yeah. That's more information. Yeah. That softens it a little bit. Is that, Ponyboy, is that relatively accurate?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. We just didn't have enough space.
But
yeah, I mean, there were days when we would have Rachel, Maddie, Diego, Mac. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I had a prime directive. Two and a half years ago. I don't know when it was when I was thumping on Rob to get the interns to make it happen. And
about
Rob,
2 years ago, I think.
Rob, I certainly give you crap when you deserve it, but I will give you praise when you deserve it. The internship program is kind of self-sustaining right now at the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love
we
it.
We are known on some of these college campuses now as a great internship, and you know it's great.
We
I'm
are really feeling the that. Love, especially from, and I'm sorry that it's not AU yet. We're getting there. But at George Mason, we have actually connected with the academic advisor of their college radio station.
There you
and
go.
And he has me out there once a semester to talk to his class.
That's
it's
great.
So much fun. And we actually, this is something we've never done before. We turned 2 away this semester.
That's amazing.
Isn't
and
it?
That's, and we've been wanting to get our ramp up our internship program on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's good stuff. Do we have any regular interns on campus today?
Oh, we got all chairs filled. We have Mac, we have Diego, and we have Mr.
That.
Robert Ford.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. Isn't that? So, you know what? You know what? That actually makes sense to me that that really, you know, you've had your tenure as your intern, Rofo.
Yes.
And it actually resulted where you're not getting rich. But you're actually getting some work.
He's truly one of our success stories.
In the field you'd like to be by producing the Tony Perkins Show. And you've got to see how those guys work.
I do.
Phenomenal guests that they've had. I mean, to be honest with you, Dick Cavett is iconic. And
did you listen to the Cavett Show?
I haven't got a chance to listen to the Cavett Show. It's a podcast on the More Network.
I know. I understand.
Don't ask questions. You already know the answer.
But I will say this. And you know what? Because there's another side to this coin. But I will give Rob Ford credit. It's probably one of the best produced hour and a half podcasts I've ever heard.
Well, thank you so
the
much.
The way he worked with
thank
the
you.
Clips. Mm-hmm. And
I find that very difficult to believe.
I know. I do want to ask this. Even though you were told that you weren't scheduled to come in.
Yes.
Why are we all of a sudden a non-show to you? Because even before you were not scheduled to come in, you would come in and do work. We would see you. Sometimes you would just hang, you know, outside the studio and grab our free Wi-Fi. Don't
so
even
he
go to a grocery
around.
Store to do that.
Were you put off by the text?
I wasn't put off by the text because I understood it was a reality of the situation. I was a little bit put off because when I followed up, just, you know, for some scheduling things, just kind of when it would go into effect, Pony very proudly told me, effective immediately, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid?
I'm afraid.
Did you say I'm afraid?
Yeah, I don't like to be the guy that has to say, hey, you can't come in anymore because there's too many people.
But you're not
firing
him. He was
flexing his EP nut.
I think...
The what?
Flexing his EP nut.
You know, no matter what, it is somewhat of a rejection.
It is, but here's the way it was, I believe, misinterpreted.
Remember back in the bad old days when we would have people that were not paid employees that would just hang out and we'd utilize them because we never had anybody else that would come by?
Yeah.
Now it's abbondanza.
But I think where the miscommunication happened, and maybe it was, you know, because he was going from Oscar to Pony to Rob back to Pony, and you know, things get lost in the mix. Mm-hmm. We weren't telling him never to come in. I think we were telling him he was dropped from the intern schedule, and I think he always sort of had the Bob Hope card from the Tonight Show that he could walk on when he wanted to
Let's go right to the source, and then we'll ask Pony. You seem to be speaking for Pony, but
that's the interpretation I got.
What's your interpretation?
You're absolutely
Did you want him out, Pony?
I don't want anybody out, Mike. I love our interns, but we have such a tight space here, and it's hard. I feel bad saying, hey, I'm sorry, but we're out of space.
You see, I
understand
that.
Hold on. I understand the space considerations. I've sat next to him at a hockey game.
Yeah.
So I know what you're talking about with that. I mean, he is not as heavy as he is wide.
He takes
seriously
up a lot of space.
He's a double wide trailer what he is. I mean, from shoulder to shoulder, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Were you offended by this, Rofo? Were you hurt? Were your feelings hurt?
You're a sensitive lad.
No, I wasn't completely hurt. I mean, it kind of made me pause for a bit. But then after that, it's like, all right, that's fine. That's fine. No big deal. I completely understand.
Yeah, we're not saying bye-bye. You're still welcome to.
But with that said, did the thought ever enter your mind, well, maybe I just won't come in at all, and that'll show up.
No. Although I will say, I was a bit put off. I didn't even get an invite to the escape room party.
Mm. Oh, my. There you go. Let's take a pause there. That's right, when you brought all the interns down. Oh, I can understand. My feelings would be hurt.
Although,
I heard one person was responsible for that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the details.
Pony.
Yeah, it's Pony. It's all my fault.
Pony, exactly. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about your love life, Rofo.
Oh, okay.
That's always exciting. Coming up on the Mike O'Meara Show. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Have you ever left your house in a rush and later thought, did I lock the front door?
Oh, yeah.
Did I turn off the iron? Or the iron?
The
is the garage door open? Is Frankie perhaps wandering around the backyard where there are red-tailed hawks, ospreys, and golden eagles?
Crocodiles.
Ready to, I was thinking more along the lines of raptors, Rob, birds of prey that could swoop down and relieve me of one of my greatest sources of... No, I'm sorry, I'm digressing.
And help your child breathe better.
Mm-hmm.
You can forget
Win-win.
About the what-ifs, because AT&T Digital Life means you can be more in control of your home, even when you're away. AT&T Digital Life is smart home security. If your kids forget their house key, you can unlock your door remotely from your smartphone using the Digital Life app. Or you can check on your pets with the indoor camera. You can even adjust your thermostat. Stay connected with your home from anywhere using your phone, tablet, or PC with the Digital Life app. Plus, with indoor and outdoor cameras, motion sensors, remote lighting access, even smoke detectors, you are always in control. And let's face it, we're all control freaks.
Yes.
To stay in control, you can do it with AT&T Digital Life. Learn more at att.com/DLTMOS. That's att.com/DLTMOS. Get AT&T Digital Life and stop asking what if. Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement. Required camera door and thermostat functions. Each require a separate package and agreement. Early termination equipment and other fees. Monthly service and other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DL disclaimers for details, including license information. So anyway, you asked me earlier, Rob, if I was Dayquil'd up. I'm going sans Dayquil because I did NyQuil last night.
Yeah.
And I've decided that maybe it was a bad idea not to take the Dayquil today. But last night I slammed the NyQuil.
Did you take
right
a
after
full dose or a
I take a
dose
and a half.
Dose and a half? That's probably about right.
I do a dose and a half for a man of larger carriage.
That's right, for a man and a half.
So I thank you so much.
I meant that figuratively. Now, that's not a weight dig. God knows I can't hand those out.
All right. I'm still sick, though. You done?
I am done.
So anyway, so I took the NyQuil, the gun. Pony, sometimes I swear to God, he's just, it's like having another two-year-old.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah, that's another thing Pony loves.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So there he goes. Rob, when you were in school, I never asked you this. When you were in school, did you have any, I know a lot of your teachers liked you, but did you have some teachers that really, really hated you?
There was a catchphrase my senior year, which was, damn it, Rob, because I got almost every teacher to say it.
Because you are a last word guy.
It's a self-control issue, and that dates back to the third grade. That was always, you know... There was always the letter grade classes like English and math,
yes,
and social studies. Then on the right side of the report card, there was the plus, check, and N column.
Oh, needs support.
Needs improvement. Mm-hmm.
Improvement.
And needs,
that was your special class, Rocco. Needs support.
I had a different card.
Needs support. That's when your mom took you for those special shoes.
I only got N in self-control. And
self-control.
And there was also, this is the greatest teacher name ever. Fourth and fifth grade, I had a teacher named Mrs. Weary.
Oh, my God. What a great name for an educator.
Barbara.
How you doing, Mrs. Weary? I'm okay. They're tapping me out. They are tapping me out today, boy. Jeez.
She actually invented a system that I inspired where there was on a clip on the blackboard, one of those sliding clips above the blackboard, a legal pad. And then if you spoke out in class, you would get your name written in red magic marker. And then if you kept speaking out, there would be a check mark. And I would get lots of check marks every day. The first one would be a free pass. If you just got your name written up, it was like a warning. But right. Then as you got more and more check marks, there were punishments attached. I think it was, I think it was actually repetitive writing. Where it was, I will not speak out in class 25 or 50 or 75 times. And
right.
True story, one time I got the check mark for the 50 writing of I will not speak out in class, and I had done it in advance. So when she gave me my second check mark, I just handed it to her, and it pissed
her
off. Oh,
no. You are such a little sh**. But it's what you do here. You always think you're smarter than everybody in the room.
No, you do.
And you're a last word freak like nobody's business, and it's insanity. You had it pre-written and you had the balls to hand that to the teacher.
I would say that fifth grade was maybe the most challenging year for my teachers. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, bad. But you know, and I won't, you know, Mike.
I really want to get into the undercookie here. Was that the year? What was the year that you drove your parents apart?
They divorced. They separated in third grade, but that was the year that they divorced. So, Mike, as you know, a little
and
quiet,
by the way,
please.
We've said this often on the show. If you don't know Rob's history, Rob, like my children, are a product of a broken home.
I come from
Rob,
a broken home, yes.
Rob, Rob has admitted to it time and time again that he was the sole reason his parents separated.
But also the sole reason they had to get married.
No.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful
the
little
Lord
irony.
The Lord gives and the Lord takes away.
Absolutely.
Yes. Like, when a child is born some 2 months premature, right, as they used to say in the early 70s, and yep, still weighs 8.5 pounds, I yep say check the math.
By the way, this shtick will be, this is just my opinion, Sharon will probably be shaking her head and just looking at looking at the radio and saying, oh my God, HBS right now is unhinging his job.
Oh, loves it.
The fact is that, so the way it goes is that the real reason they eventually separated was because they realized if they did that, both parents individually would probably have to spend less time with Rob than if they were together in the nuclear family.
The judge had never actually seen the agreement written up. It was called reverse custody.
Reverse custody.
He said, I've never seen this before.
Oh, my God.
It's your weekend.
It's your weekend. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Well, I love him. Put him in the car. Well, I love him. Put him in the car. All right. Oh, man. Why so depressed? It's Christmas time. What's it mean? More time with him. But anyway.
Here's the bike. Gotta go.
So, yeah, I don't doubt that for a second. You're doing it now. I'm trying to, like, segue out of this bit, and you're continuing by your last word. You have to fight it. So it's a disorder is what it is.
I suppose. It's not anything that I'm proud of. But right. It is hard to control. I'm sorry. You know what? Sometimes it's good.
Do you think, and incidentally, Rofo, I'll get to you in a minute.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, on days when it's just Rob and I, we explore different topics. Rob, do you think that in some small way, and I ask this question completely legitimately.
Yes.
Do you think that your interpersonal communication disorder and your wife's interpersonal communication disorder brought you two together? You are, because you both communicate in odd ways compared to normal people. Do you think that perhaps bonded you?
I will say this. I say we complement each other at times. It does work, but there are times that it works against each other. Carrie will sometimes just tune me out. I've seen it happen. I mean, literally tune me out. And also sometimes Carrie will say, I think I mentioned this earlier this week, will ask me a question based on a conversation she's been having in her head for 10 minutes already. So right. I'm not privy to it. So she'll like just turn to me when we're watching TV or something and she'll say, "Why do you think he went to the beach?" And I'm like, "Who? What? Where? What beach?" And she says, "Oh, yeah, well, I was thinking about this." And then she has to tell it like Pulp Fiction in reverse order.
A little background for our listeners now. Carrie, Rob's wife, will talk and talk and talk. She talks a lot. She loves to talk. She's difficult to get off the telephone. Mm-hmm. She's difficult to get out of a conversation at a party. She's very sweet. She has very interesting things to say. She's
beautiful.
Very smart.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful
she
and
is,
smart.
She is very smart, but she will go on and on. And I'm wondering whether it was wonderful for you because in a social situation she would go on with one of these soliloquies and you with your little one-liner would be able to end it.
Yes.
And then she would take that as a cue where it wouldn't be the run-on sentence where the person she's spoken to on the other side is going, "Let me out of this now."
It's never occurred to me, but you know, oftentimes for lack of a better phrase, a cocktail party, some sort of right. get-together, I come in and rescue her and whoever she's talking to. It's like right. winding it up. And you know, and it's like Fred DeCordova on The Tonight Show doing this. Wind
that
it
is
up.
Genius.
And you know, and you know what? I can do it fairly well. I've been talking for a living for a while. I can, you know, put a capper on her story and say, "You know what? I hope I see you in a little bit. So long."
I'll cop to my biggest disorder when I'm communicating with Carla, and I think we all maybe do this in our private lives. The fact is that I'll be having a conversation with Carla, and I will jump in with the answer to the question that I know she's going to be asking me before she gets two words of the question out, and it will drive her insane. And I explained to her that the reason for that in my case, which has been the case for so many years, I'm moving the car forward.
Yes.
My job is to actually think about what's going to be said next, and you have to think that way or you're not going to do this job. You can hear many podcasts that are out there that you will listen to where the hosts don't know you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you will hear a conversation coming to an end, and then you will hear a pause. It's probably a normal way that people converse.
Yes.
But I don't like dead air, so I don't do it. And I will be thinking about what's going to happen next. And by the way, you get it on morning television shows. You get it on shows like O'Reilly, Hannity, those kind of things. That's the way that works, but it drives my wife absolutely insane. And I'll get this a lot. It's like, "Would you let me finish?"
Oh, my God, like you have a tape recorder at my house.
And I look at her and I go, "Yep, finish that question. I know what you're going to ask you."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as I was going to say when I interrupted you, and then I have that kind of attitude about it, and it causes great distress, and that's why she, she puts a knife to my throat.
One of the two things, that's probably one of the two worst side effects of this job, that, because I think anyone who does this is probably guilty of that, and also, it's not fair when we fight and argue
because we always take it to the next level right away to win.
That's a guy thing, too. Guys tend to go...
But you're a special case, I think.
If the little lady starts something, the guy will take it to the scorched earth, and it's not cool. And by the way, that's the only wisdom, and to somebody like Rofo, who's in one of these new relationships, this is one of the pieces of wisdom I can impart to you. When you get into a fight, okay, your wife may start it, and she may say something absolutely awful to you. The challenge for many men out there when you fight with your wife is when she says something absolutely hideous to you, if you counterpunch with something that's worse, you have negated her error in the first place, and you will never be able to recover. So you will have been wounded. But yet, if you wound her worse, then your wound will always be forgotten. Does that make any sense to you, boys?
It does, and there's a lot of wisdom there.
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard to do because you want to say, well, I suppose if I was eating all weekend, I'd be overweight too. I said, yeah, well, I looked at you. The last time I checked was, you're not exactly winning any fitness model awards yourself. And then all of a sudden they look at you and it's like, oh, my God. You son of a bitch. I don't know why I'm talking about that. Let's get to Rofo.
Yes. Please.
Because we only have a few minutes left with that. How are things with the lady with the breasts?
Well, the breasts are doing great. Let me tell you.
Okay. All right. See, I didn't need that.
That's great. Right.
That was rubbish. I had the joke and just move on. We're doing fine. Now I'm grossed out. Okay. How's it going?
So I'm the only one who's turned on?
Yes. Stop it. Behave yourself.
It's going well. There is a new wrinkle in the living situation.
You are living the last, if I can remember, and I'm going to be bad at this, but you're living in a house that's close by some of her relatives, correct?
The house that I live in Annandale, is one building over in the apartment complex from her mother.
Okay.
And then she previously...
You're living in an apartment in Annandale.
Yes. Yes.
Right. With and a roommate.
Yes. With a roommate.
Yes,
and
a hot older Guatemalan.
And she is living... you're living... Hold on. You're living with a Guatemalan?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
She burns candles all the time and actually caught the coffee table on fire a couple weeks ago. But that's a different story.
It's a Guatemalan lady that you're living with?
Yeah, yeah.
Celebrity she most resembles.
Rosie Perez.
Really?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's older?
Yeah, she doesn't look it, but I found out about a month ago, I believe she's in her upper 40s.
And she looks like Rosie Perez is not...
Very attractive, very sweet, yeah.
She's very attractive.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That could be Rosie Perez.
Have you ever had the inclination, or has there ever been a moment? You know, I mean,
it's a virile young man
living in a house with a virile young woman.
Because
she might be like cooking or something, and you come up behind her at the... No, that's never happened.
Well, regardless of all the things that were said about Annandale, I think I got a steal on this place. And very early on, I said, you know what? She's attractive. I can't mess that up in any way, so I'm not even going to try.
If she was in the kitchen in an apron?
Okay, stop. All right, stop it, please. Calm down. So what's the new wrinkle? You got to get to this quickly. What's the new wrinkle?
So previously, my girlfriend was living with her aunt, and that it is in a townhouse complex, and that house was next door to her dad. And her dad had been living with this other guy who I believe that was well documented on the bonus show she had an encounter with.
Yes.
That, you know, put a wrinkle in things. Now my girlfriend has moved out of her aunt's house and has moved into her dad's house.
Where the other roommate is?
Yes.
And he's still there?
He's still there.
Oh, no.
Now... they had a romantic liaison.
It was about a week. A lost weekend.
Who's the celebrity that that her former lover most resembles?
You know, not a celebrity. He looks like your central casting fan of a UFC fight.
So he's a big guy.
No, he wears a lot of tap out, has a lot of tattoos, and wears a lot of hair gel.
Is he a tough guy?
I think he likes to think he is, but he has a lot of phone calls with a lot of women and not a lot of guy friends.
Well, but I mean, the fact is maybe he's like kind of a serial fornicator.
You know, maybe he is. If it came down to throws, it wouldn't be a problem for me.
To be clear,
so you think you could? Well, you're a big guy.
Yeah, in a heartbeat. I would drop him in a heartbeat.
By the way, that's Rofo has kind of a look where he looks kind of like he. You know, Rofo, the celebrity Rofo most resembles is kind of like the guy from True Blood.
Yeah.
The sheriff from True Blood, who looks kind of like an innocent guy. But I've been around Rofo. I would not want to be on the receiving end of Rofo because he's thick. He could probably do some damage.
The toughest looking guy I've ever met that sounds like the male nanny on Modern Family.
So she's living in the same house with this guy who obviously has demonstrated that he has an interest in her. Where's that stand?
And didn't he cause the first breakup?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was a big part of that. Now, he has started dating another woman that he met online. And this woman is divorced and has a couple kids. So, you know, basically his type. And so, you know, he's distracted with that.
All right. How is the relationship with you and the lady?
The relationship is going well. We're communicating better. Life is good. Don't worry. She's not keeping me away or anything like that.
Still getting along. And is it growing a little bit? Is there still an interest in really pursuing this? Or is it just, you know, the old regular at this point in time?
No, definitely an interest in growing it.
And here's a question that I will try to keep from being entirely too graphic.
Okay.
Yes, you have the last question on this because we have to kick him out.
Okay.
There's too many interns in the studio.
In a previous discussion, one of the problems you had with the relationship was she had diminished zest in the bedroom. Has that returned?
It has returned a little bit, yeah. After we've started communicating.
He's lying. He's lying, especially when he said a little bit. She blew me last night. Oh, no!
That's going to make me throw up in my mouth. That's going to make me throw up. He knew it was his
And Mike, it made best of. Right there.
He knew he had 1 second left on the show. Wanted to make it worth it.
We will take a break.
Congratulations, Rofo.
Thank you.
And congratulations to her.
Yeah. We will take a break. Come back with news you may not be. I'm Michael Parrish.
Hello there. I'm Rob Spiewak.
And I'm Katie Von Herman.
There's a brand new Cake and Cookies that involves Katie traveling. You're going to want to check this out because not only does she go to the beach, but she gets a brand new mouth guard and travels all the way back to 7th grade.
The beach was awesome. 7th grade was awful.
Not only did she revisit adolescence, now she can't even say it.
Adolescence.
Do it again.
Adolescence.
Much better.
Did I whistle?
Katie talking much like this show, a work in progress. But check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's Cake and Cookies. Hey, what's my last name?
Spiewak.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Hey, you don't have to go shopping to all those mall boutiques and specialty shops on Main Street, USA. You can do it from the privacy of your own home, and you can go to Amazon and get great deals, ladies and gentlemen. And just remember, when you shop Amazon, do it through our portal.
Do it.
You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It's a really, really important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show. And if you're not so inclined to, get our bonus content, or you don't want to, you know, patronize everything that we sell online, if you want to just do your regular online shopping at Amazon, you can do it and help the show at the same time. And a lot of people that work at offices buy office supplies through Amazon, and most of you would think about us every time you're going to go there, and we really appreciate
it. Love it.
If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Now relax, because you have saved yourself a lot of time. Yes, you have.
News.
Try to get that Rofo image right out of my head right now as I move on. From 2004 to 2008, Donald Trump had a syndicated 2-minute radio segment called Trumped. I didn't know that. In one of those segments back in 2005, he revealed that he wanted to do a black versus white season of The Apprentice. This is interesting.
Oh, no.
It never happened. He said, quote,
Whether people like that idea or not, it is somewhat reflective of a very vicious world. But needless to say, not everybody thinks it's a good idea. God. But don't be too quick to attack Trump. Yeah, this sounds like kind of a dumb idea. But I should remind you that in 2006, Survivor actually did this. And I do remember
based
this.
On tribes, right? I mean, they not started... I mean, in the tribes in the show. I miss
You're not allowed to talk
Can
about
I have that back, please?
No, you can't. They started their 13th season with four tribes separated by race, black, white, Asian, and Latino. So they actually did it on Survivor,
wow.
But probably with a little more delicacy than Mr. Trump was doing. You know, he's under the microscope right now.
Yeah.
So unfairly, in my opinion. Anyway, it's been 11 years since Daniel Craig was named James Bond. And ever since then, British people have been speculating nonstop about him being done. Apparently, that's a big subject over in the UK. The latest report from the Daily Mail claims he rejected $100 million to do two more movies. A source says, quote, Daniel is done, pure and simple. They threw huge amounts of money at him, but it just wasn't what he wanted. By the way, he is now, in my opinion, up there with Sean Connery as one of the best Bonds in the history of Bond. I love
I put him
the
at number two,
Bond
I think. And you know what? It's weird because the new Bond movies, they just don't seem to have the excitement as, say, maybe 10 years ago, but they're all still pretty good. I mean,
they're really good.
You look at a franchise.
Spectre was great.
Yes, it's over 50 years old and still a great franchise.
Daniel has made around $55 million total for the four movies he's done. That seems reasonable with movie star salaries. Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, and Spectre. I like both Skyfall and Spectre.
Skyfall was really good.
I'd love to see him do some more. Usually, you know, when they get a great one and they follow it up, it's usually you get, you know, Roger Moore.
Yeah, well, Roger Moore was playing it when he was 70.
Yeah,
you can't be Bond at that age.
Little odd. The Playlist.net put together a list of the 15 most shocking deaths in TV history. Although they really don't go too far back in history.
Okay.
I'll just narrow it down to the top five.
Okay, I'd like that.
These are the top five most shocking deaths on TV. Number five is Jane on Breaking Bad. Does anybody remember who was Jane?
Oh, yeah, the heroin addict.
Oh, it was Kristen Ritter.
Kristen Ritter, and I forgot. How did she buy the farm?
She asphyxiated on her vomit.
Oh, that's right.
And Aaron Paul watched her do it.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's exactly what happened. Number four, Ned Stark on Game of Thrones, played by Sean Bean. That was the beheading, right?
Yeah.
Is that the way? In front of his daughter.
Yeah, the wedding.
They did that. It was horrible. Was it the red wedding or was it the beheading?
No, it was Red Wedding. That was,
The red Ned Stark. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who's the guy that got beheaded? That was another Stark, wasn't it?
King
or something like that?
Stark did the beheading.
See, this is why Game of Thrones, nobody knows the character Game of Thrones.
But you remember the beheading. That much you remember, yeah.
A real horrible one. I remember this. Remember Rita on Dexter, his girlfriend, Julie Benz?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I think the John Lithgow character whacks her. Oh, that was horrible.
Why settle when you can select?
Now, here's one. Why settle when you can select? Put her in the tub. Bleed her out. Number two, this one I missed, and I was a fan of The Good Wife, but I missed the death of Will Gardner on The Good Wife.
I remember everyone being really upset about it. But I didn't see it either.
The CBS collapsible football gets in the way of 60 Minutes, gets in the way of The Good Wife, because it was Sunday night. It just screwed me, and I got fed up with trying to TiVo it, and I stopped watching it.
I eventually put in Good Wife as a keyword on my DVR, and it usually picked it up at like 2 in the morning. They would do rebroadcasts of it. It was so screwed up.
Probably should have done this. And number one, ladies and gentlemen, a gentleman that I actually got a chance to party with many, many moons ago. Number one TV death, Colonel Henry Blake.
Oh, man.
Played by the late McLean Stevenson, who I got to party with in the Bahamas, which was a lot of he was one seriously funny MF-er.
Was he wearing the hat?
We had a guy.
He
didn't have the Fisher's hat?
He dressed like an old guy from Cocoonville.
Seriously,
really?
Okay.
I remember
that.
Kind of like the sport coats, like, hey, you do it.
Probably Gary
Berghoff's. I'm in the casino with him. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Probably Gary Berghoff's best moment on MASH was that scene. Where Gary Berghoff actually did a great scene as Radar.
Oh, it was incredible.
Delivering
And it was a complete shock to everybody.
Oh, my God.
A new study found the average person is so stressed, they can only relax for 36 minutes a day. Here are some more crazy results from the study. 70% of us feel overworked. I'm not going to say anything to that because people will lambast me for my hours. You work in your house. You work 3 hours a day. Shut the hell up. Shut up! Number two.
He's half not of defensive. At least he's not defensive.
Half of us sometimes have a day at work where we never take a break, and 10% say we almost never take a break. Number three, the average person makes 3 mistakes a week at work. We call that on the Mike O'Mara show for Pony and Rob, we call that success.
It's nice to be above average.
The average person makes 3 mistakes a week at work, which adds up to around 150 a year. And the main reason that we are tired or we're burnt out. That's what it is. Let me let that lay there. Anyway, number four, when we do get time to ourselves at night, we are more likely to spend it watching TV. That's me, and unfortunately that. The magic box in the bedroom, which we all have TVs in the bedroom, and they say don't watch TV in the bedroom, but I can't help myself, and that doesn't relax you at all.
Not at all.
Last night, one of the rare occurrences where took me the NyQuil, shut the magic box off, and then Frankie barked at 10 o'clock when Mrs. O'Mara came back home from the neighbor's house, and I was pissed.
Are you sure your kid's not so allergic that you can't parlay that into something?
You never know.
When I first heard he was allergic to dogs, I said, maybe that's the chance. Here are 5 ways sleep makes you bad at your job. It raises your stress level. You struggle with learning and memory. You're more likely to make bad decisions. You can't focus. And number 5, it interferes with creativity. So that's kind of a satellite story to the one that I just shared with you. And what you should do, ladies and gentlemen, is get as much sleep as you possibly can. Look, this is the way I do it, and I will give everybody. I have a great bet. I talk about the sleep number. Yeah. The fact is you still have to force yourself to do it. You have to make the room as dark as you can. If you have a white noise app from Todd Moore, you put that on. You shut everything down, and you force yourself to do it. With our little electronic devices, we can stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Easy.
Oscar Santana, you've seen Oscar walking in this week. He needs to get more sleep. Yeah. That's absolutely essential. So that's my advice to you, one and all. Also, make sure your girlfriend gives you that special face.
Sure.
And now a little something-something. There's a reporter for a local TV station in Phoenix named Jonathan Lowe, and he was out covering a story on Monday afternoon and really had to use the bathroom. We're not sure how old he is, but it looks like he's in his 30s, and it must have been a pretty urgent situation because instead of finding one to use, he defecated right on someone's front yard.
Number two?
Number two, Rob. Yes.
Oh, no.
A neighbor who saw it from across the street called the cops, and they arrested him for, quote, public urination and defecation. But a spokesman for the police department confirmed that it was not for urinating. So he really had a problem. He's facing a fine of up to $2,500 and 6 months in jail. The station wouldn't say whether he's been fired yet, but he's worked there for about 5 years, and it looks like they have already deleted his bio from their website. Oh, heck, it's nothing Mike Buchanan and Pat Collins didn't do regularly in the 1980s. My little tribute to Pat Collins for his 30th anniversary with Channel 4.
Oh, yeah. Buck.
Yeah, they did it for fun, though.
Yeah, they did.
We'll take a break. Come back with our last audio vault of the week right here with Rob Spiewak and the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, you know, on the Mike O'Mara Show, they're actually taking calls now.
It's not that hard of a technology. We're going to do it ourselves.
It looks like we have a call right now.
Is this me?
Yeah, hello.
Is this me?
Yeah. This was a horrible idea.
Yeah, hang up on that guy.
Yeah. We do a podcast. We don't like people. We don't have to talk to people. You all suck, but please keep listening.
The Rob and Joe Show, not interactive.
New episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
Is this me?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hello?
Pony for best supporting actor on that promo.
That was Pony Boy. Oh, I love that. Okay, here's our spot. Buy the bonus package.
Thank you.
Now let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, May 20th, 2016. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I'm surprised you didn't bring it up in the news. The passing of Morley Safer at age 84. I know you were such a fan.
We had so much stuff going on. I put a little post up there, and Morley Safer, as I said, was somebody who made me smile more times than I can count. What the world got a little less smart, and I mean that sincerely. That was a smart journalist. He had all the qualities. He had total courage. based on his work in Vietnam. He had a wonderful way of getting wonderful celebrity interviews, and the subject matters that he would have on 60 Minutes. He was just a gem, and retired and died like within the same month.
Pretty same amazing. Thing happened with Andy Rooney, but I think they knew Morley was ill.
He was ill, yes.
One thing, if you are a young broadcaster, I recommend you watch Morley Safer talking to Jackie Gleason. Even if you don't know who either of them are, it's one of the finest in-depth celebrity interviews ever done.
Yeah, and 2016, Morley was sick. He was old, but it just continues. 2016, pretty amazing year for celebrity passing.
All right, David Letterman, we haven't heard a lot from him lately. And it was funny, we talked about it with the Annandale video. It's weird the way the internet works, that stuff that's been around for years all of a sudden starts trending. I did not know this. Did you know that David Letterman actually went so far as to film a screen test for the movie Airplane? He was up for the role of Ted Stryker, the Robert Hayes role. Here's his actual Airplane audition from 1979. The reason you hear some laughter is because it's from a Letterman interview that he ran in 1982.
Ted, we got a telegram this morning from headquarters.
Headquarters? What is it?
It's a big building where the officers meet. But that's not important right now. You taking all the blame for what happened on that raid was a pretty courageous thing to do.
Was it? Because of my mistake, 6 men didn't come back from that raid.
7. Lieutenant Zip died this morning. But Dr. Chandler says you'll be out in a week. Isn't that wonderful?
Wish I could say the same thing for George Zip.
So that's actually Letterman's screen test from the movie Airplane. How crazy is that?
And, I only think of Letterman as, what's the Chris Elliott movie that he did? Cabin Boy?
Cabin Boy.
Yeah, see you later, Nancy. Just having a
Let's
great
open
time.
The show with that on Monday. I like
That's
that
That's a great
clip.
Idea.
Okay, cool.
I love that
I get all my news from the Iowa TV stations, and the Iowa State Fair is happening, and they went to a live cutaway of the prize-winning boar. But here's the problem, Mike, is when they were setting it up, the boar turned around. And he has got himself quite a pair, this boar, and it was in full living color. You can see this boar on the Mike O'Mara Show, Facebook page. But here's the news anchors reacting
to the bull's balls,
to the bull's,
the boar's balls.
The boar's balls, yes.
And while we're away, take a guess about how much this big fella weighs. We'll tell you.
Looks like a pretty nice weekend, Michelle. It's going to be a very nice weekend. Let's take a look at I'm sure Weather Menu, this is your Saturday forecast. It looks very nice. Temperatures tomorrow in the mid-70s for highs. All you farmers out there don't
clip.
Have anything.
It's on our Facebook page. Only to put it to you this way, it looks like that pig is on his way to a baseball game. There are not many great celebrities that you can say, hey, of all your arrests, what is your favorite? But you can ask that of Mike Tyson, and he can give you a great answer. Mike Tyson's favorite arrest.
My favorite arrest, I would have to say, is when I bought a Ferrari, and I didn't know how to drive the Ferrari, and it was idling, and my car went through the glass window, and I had to get arrested because of property damage.
I had to get arrested.
Well done, Iron Mike. Well done, my boy.
In Huntington, West Virginia, they have a fabulous weatherman. His name is Brian Hughes. And do you remember how we used to take the surveillance camera outside our Rockville studio and put a little Coca-Cola on the lens so whenever anyone tried to see what we were doing, all they would see was bees? Because the bees would get on there. So what happened?
Why don't I remember that? Did you do that?
Yeah.
Why do I think that was a Spiewak enterprise?
Well, that was something I definitely did, but I thought you were part of watching it.
Bees.
So this guy in Huntington, West Virginia, goes to his exterior camera, and there's a spider on the lens. And he reacts in a very manly way.
Guess what? Texas Tech is always the national champion. Jeez Louise! Why did that just happen?
Yep. No, it's a weather guy talking sports.
Oh, okay. All right.
But he handled that very well, and then he covered the Iowa State Fair. Not really.
With the bull's balls.
Only
I'm
kidding.
I'm sorry, not the bull. It's the boar's
balls. Boar's balls. That's right.
And so what I call a good party. It's the boar's balls.
A great lunch meat.
Yep.
Boar's balls.
Wonderful chicken sandwiches.
I love that voice.
Boar's head. Look at that boar's balls. delicious.
Let's close with this. When you ask someone about their physical fitness, sometimes you can say, how's your breath? You know, if they're breathing hard or whatever. So they were interviewing Pittsburgh Penguins' Phil Kessel.
That's what we ask you when you get out of the car.
That's terrific.
Thank you.
Here's Pittsburgh Penguin Phil Kessel when they asked him about his breath, but he didn't interpret it as something about how hard he's working on the ice. I like this.
How's your breath?
It's not good, eh?
No, I meant in terms of conditioning.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, obviously, it's a fast game out there, and you know, you just catch your breath and go back after.
It's not good, eh?
Oh man, you know what, Phil Kessel? Give me 20 of that guy. God, yeah. That is a stud player right there. Phil Kessel. Man,
yeah, but it sounds
breath.
Like he needs some velamins. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it, Rofo. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey,
absolutely.
Rob,
thanks for having me.
And thanks to Angelo. That's
Angelo,
right.
You can catch his link on our YouTube page.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And do me a favor. Send it to him early.
Please.
Remember, the Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS, buy our bonus show package, gift it to somebody, and make sure you renew it if you already have it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying thank you, Pony Boy Matt Bloom as well.
Hey, Matt.
And join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.